Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II coming to you live out of Alaska with the Ralph Winterroad Show, and very honored today, extremely honored to have Dr. Judy Wood on. Are you there, Judy?
Yes, I'm here.
And announcement of the only comprehensive investigation with empirical evidence of 911 is out. It's the lucky day of all those people that have been shouting from the rooftops, where we want a new investigation. It's out, and it's available. Where did the towers go.com. No spaces. Where did the towers go.com. And before we went to the top of the hour there, we're talking about Jennings, talking about where is the rubble, about how many tons or percentage of the Twin Towers is, shall we say, not laying on the ground and what we would think stacked up. How much is missing?
Around 80% to 90%, somewhere in there.
And that equates to how much in tonnage?
Well, you have 2 500,000-ton buildings. So 80% is 400,000 tons from one building, and then 450,000 tons from the other building. And this isn't even including Building 7. Just talking about the two main towers. Because that's just phenomenal amount of material gone.
And what was the time frame of this to happen?
Oh, let's see, 101 seconds, I think, for the North Tower, and less than an hour for the South Tower.
But in the actual, quote, collapse, if we want to call it a collapse, or the
demise of the buildings, well, the ground shook for 8 seconds for the North Tower when it did its final poof. I don't say collapse. You need a new name for it, poof. The towers were dustified. They went poof.
Right. So basically, to be in my terms, each one of them in less than 10 seconds, they went from freestanding buildings to all of a sudden, between the two of them together, each of the 10-second justification, we saw 800,000 tons of iron or of steel, not iron, just steel, steel girders, concrete, and other components in that building turn to dust. Is that correct?
I won't say necessarily in 8 to 10 seconds, because we don't know what was going on for the hour before then.
Okay.
I kind of think that the building was getting dissolved, you know, for a period of time beforehand. But definitely it did, you know, an abundant amount of dustification right at the tail end of that time period.
Now, in this dust that was found at the bottom, did they find any evidence of any toilets, file cabinets, computers, anything like that?
No, and there's a one fellow that talks about just a tiny little remnant of a telephone keypad, and that was it.
Out of all of the... Oh, hold on a minute. We'll be back in a minute. Got to go to break and back in just a minute. Back with Dr. Judy Wood.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Well, we're back with Dr. Judy Wood. We're talking about the only comprehensive investigation. It's out in her new book, just released, self-published, and it's available at wheredidthetowersgo.com, all one word. Talking about the toilets, I saw one of them that I had to chuckle. I said that some Jewish students were hauling all the toilets out, so that's why we didn't find any porcelain. Oh, God, I tell you, you know, if this wasn't so serious, it's just unbelievable. You have here in your chapter 11 about these toasted cars, about how many cars and about how far away were these cars, and just describe what you call a toasted car. Are you there? Hello?
Oops, yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I use the word toasted to mean, you know, something happened to it. It's toast. It's history. It doesn't pertain to how it got harmed, destroyed. It, something happened to it. You can't fix it. You know, it's done with. And so I call that toasted. It's just a new name to reserve for whatever happened to it. It was affected somehow. I forget what the number was now. It was over, I think it was 1,400 that they counted, that was enough left to count it as a vehicle. 1,400 vehicles that were toasted and had to be towed away, you know, that were around Manhattan. As far away as at least a half a mile or more, there was reports of spontaneous combustion of vehicles just sitting there and then poof, up in flames. And of course, go ahead.
No, that's just pretty astounding, because they weren't even in close proximity to the building. So how does this magically happen with all of the nonsense of controlled demolitions or thermite or nanothermite or whatever?
You have to look at the evidence first. You start with the evidence, and as I say, you know, listen to the evidence carefully enough, it'll tell you exactly what happened. If you don't know what happened, keep listening until you do, because the evidence always speaks the truth. But the key is to not be distracted from what the evidence is telling you. So you start with the evidence. You know, let's say you've never heard of a gun before, don't know what a gun or a pistol or something is, but you come upon a body that has a bullet hole in it. When you study what happened carefully enough, you can then realize that it had to have been shot with a gun. You don't know what the gun exactly looks like or exactly where it was located, but you know that something fired a bullet that went into this body.
Mm-hmm.
And so looking at data and looking at evidence very carefully, instead of starting with, well, let's see, we don't know about guns, but we know about bow and arrows, we know about slingshots, and we know about firecrackers. So it has to be one of those. You have to pick. No, that's not scientific. You start with the evidence and see what the evidence tells you and see where the evidence leads, and which is what I was doing and all along. Just let the evidence keep speaking gradually. You don't force it anywhere. So I just start isolating these categories of the same phenomena I saw over and over again, like, you know, dustification. And there's fuzzballs. That was the fine dust that would come around people's feet. And then pretty soon I noticed it came up all by itself. So you start noticing these things. You don't be in a hurry to jump to a conclusion. Another term I give for that is like putting pin the tail on the donkey, blindfolded. Yeah, you look at what the evidence is telling you, because if this technology is unknown, you can still figure out what it is. Just like coming upon a body with a bullet hole in it if you've never seen a gun before. And you keep looking at these hallmark traits. So I've got this pretty long list of categories of evidence that needs to be explained, some really weird evidence. And then eventually I tripped upon some work where somebody could actually reproduce every one of these phenomena with the same technology, which was also astounding.
And I don't just
the Hutchison effect, that's what I call it, because that's something I have personally witnessed. That it's not something I read about in a book that's theoretical or speculation. It's something I have seen. It's the same physics involved. Whatever you want to call it. Other people come up with fancy terms for it, but I think that I'd like to stay away from the trendy terms.
And the Hutchison effect is based on who's on what?
John Hutchison, who was trying to reproduce the work of Nikola Tesla and T. Townsend Brown and some others, and he would experiment with these various things that he read about that they had done, and he could reproduce them, and then some. He discovered some unusual effects, like this work of, and this, it turns out that this technology is even patented as of, 1911, I think, by George Pigot, I don't know how you pronounce his name, who, levitated stuff between a static field and a ground plate. Mm-hmm. He created this static atmosphere in which he could levitate stuff. There's various other, phenomena, like heavy materials just come apart. Instead of the molecules being attracted to each other, they repel each other. Mm-hmm. So something could just come apart. Or you have atoms that change, become something else, it appears, and which is called transmutation.
Now, these weird fires that you have researched out here, I looked at some of those. It's just astounding. These fires are this, quote, molten metal that is claimed to be out there, but these fires, they're on geometrically, these things that look like a solid yet, but somehow they want to call them molten. Well, molten is going to melt. And then, of course, we get down to the other, which you've analyzed, going to is, if I perceive something that looks like it's molten, does that mean that it's molten?
No. Molten meaning liquid. But if you pick something up, how can you pick up, unless it's, you pick it up with a scoop, like a ladle. If it's molten, it's liquid. You can't pick it up as a solid object.
Right. Isn't going to happen, is it?
Nope.
And so the bottom line is these claims of these tons of molten metal, I can't find any pictures of them yet.
The stories we heard, like the steel-toed boots melting without burning feet inside the steel-toed boots, lakes and rivers of molten metal running in the basement, but I don't think you can store molten metal at the bottom of a swimming pool. No, at the bottom of a lake. There was water mains that broke that day. And there's pictures of the firefighters walking in knee-deep water. I don't know how you can have molten metal underneath that knee-deep water.
No, or clay. Some of the claims that molten metal was there weeks after. How does that happen?
There's glowing metal, but all things that glow are not necessarily hot.
And an example of that would be?
Well, you have a fluorescent light bulb and an incandescent light bulb. The incandescent light bulb, you know, it's like a resistance heater. Mm-hmm. The filament has it glows because it gets so hot. Mm-hmm. But a fluorescent light bulb has a different mechanism that causes it to the light to be there, mm-hmm. to come out of it. And you can, you know, carry a fluorescent light bulb in your hands without it burning.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at the photographs, and there's paper on the ground, and these piece of orange glowing things. They look like Cheetos, so that's what I call them, Cheetos. Just, you obviously wouldn't confuse them with some food. I'm pointing out how weird they are. But you have these glowing Cheetos, you know, on a piece of paper that isn't burning. So mm-hmm. clearly that paper, that those things can't be physically, you know, thermally hot. Mm-hmm. There's some other phenomenon going on that's causing them to emit light. you know, paper doesn't burn. Also, the glowing stuff isn't in a lake, isn't the shape of a flat horizontal thing. It's lumpy, sticking up out of the ground. If something was molten, it should be a puddle, flat on the ground.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. How can that happen? It's an impossibility. Can't happen.
Yet folks were shown these photographs and told, you know, to memorize, you know, people, you know, assume somebody else already figured out the answer, and the person telling them is confident or sounds confident. So people just assume, and they all kind of follow along with the herd, repeating the talking points of molten metal and, you know, whatever the various comments are. But well, you look at it, and there's no evidence anywhere of molten metal, but evidence to the contrary.
And, of course, we can't find these great big puddles of molten metal that are actually should be existing after, hopefully someday it cooled down, you would think, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and nobody, you know, has to chisel it out and carry these big sheets of previously molten metal out.
Yeah, it's just, it's so preposterous. Think back to the fall of the, if there's basically two 500,000 ton buildings coming down. Underneath of these is something, I don't know if it's your term or not, but it's the bathtub. This is because these basically were built, some parts of the buildings were underwater. They're under sea level. Well,
yeah, they're built in the Hudson River. This land was in the Hudson River. And then they built kind of a wall, a dike around it to keep the water out.
So there's two important questions. With all of this, hundreds of thousands of tons of material coming down, did we have any seismic, did anything seismic happen to it, and did it damage the bathtub? We'll find out in a minute. Stay tuned.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Okay, we're back for a break here with Dr. Judy Wood. She has a brand new book out, WhereDidTheTowersGo.com. It's all one word, WhereDidTheTowersGo.com. The only complete investigation into the destruction of the World Trade Centers. The only one in existence today. Unbelievable. Are you there, Dr. Judy Wood?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, you were talking about these two towers coming down. We were talking about the bathtub here, which is underneath. And then, of course, want to get into, if we got 500,000 tons coming down, we should definitely have some empirical evidence in the seismic world.
Yeah, well, one thing, it's a quote I'd like to read by one of the firefighters. He was a survivor who had been in stairwell B, like the third or fourth floor. Okay. Of the North Tower, when the tower went away. And he said, I looked and said, guys, there used to be 106 floors above us, and now I'm seeing sunshine. There's nothing above us. That building doesn't exist. These are the biggest office buildings in the world, and I didn't see one desk or one chair or one phone, nothing.
Astounding, isn't it? Poof!
It's gone. They didn't get smashed. They could look up and see blue sky.
Yeah. Now, that's pretty astounding. Now, that's a pretty dang good magical trick in today's world, isn't it?
So it makes you wonder, did the buildings fall down?
They didn't, did they?
They couldn't have, because you didn't have any kind of impact on the ground either. No evidence. The bathtub was still intact. There may have been, a little nick here and there, but the biggest damage that came to the bathtub was several days later when they brought in earth-moving equipment. And it was the earth-moving equipment they found damaging the wall.
God almighty.
Not 500,000-ton buildings falling down, but earth-moving equipment just moving around near the wall.
Right. Wow. When you examined the seismic different locations around there, what did you find there?
There's the seismic stations picked up signals all around. The signal for Building 7 was the most astounding. Some of the stations detected nothing out of background noise. You know, some of them just barely, you know, it just barely registered, and at most 0.6 on the Richter scale, which is equivalent to like a jackhammer. That's
wow.
Like the bottom story of the first or second story of the building. If you just had one or two stories that fell and nothing above it, you know, if they had a one or two story building, like a house, you know, clunking down to the ground.
Now, you've also examined some evidence of people that were actually videotaping. Did they hear this humongous noise of all these floors going boom, 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 or something?
Not only that, NIST uses this in their report to dismiss bombs in the building, saying that none of the video with audio recording, none of those videotapes could pick up any significant seismic noise, and you could hear low-level conversations down the street. And there's one particular video where they're interviewing someone, and you see the Building 7 behind the person, and the building just starts, you know, dropping down out of sight, like it's starting to sneak out, you know, dropping down. And it gets halfway down, and the photographer says, whoa, 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 whoa. But the person being interviewed had no idea there was a building going away behind them.
So it was just quietly doing this.
Yes. But the key is, when NIST says that, you know, they use this argument to dismiss bombs in the building, it's fraudulent for them to not apply that to their own analysis, their own, conclusion or whatever, their own story of what happened to the towers cannot exist either with the silent disappearing of the building,
mm-hmm.
or silent demise of the building.
Got a couple of callers here. I was in the wrong window here. You want to take a couple of calls?
Sure.
Maurice in Virginia, you got a comment or a question for Dr. Judy Wood today?
Yes, I'm calling from Virginia. And Dr. Wood, I'd like to ask you, what is your view on the five Israelis that were caught filming the explosions and that were, you know, later caught in the moving vans that were apparently fictitious? And there was apparently some traces of explosions found in those moving vans. And do you think they were that fictitious front moving front company was somehow, maybe they were the ones that might have planted some of the explosives in there?
I don't know anything about planted explosives. I just deal with physical evidence.
Uh-huh.
I don't deal with who did what.
You know,
look at the physical evidence of what happened to the towers.
Let me inject here too.
Yeah.
This is about examining the empirical evidence of the collapse. It's not about the political agendas or what might have taken around the other areas. Do you have any other questions about?
I was going to ask you. Has your evidence uncovered what possible explosive might have brought them down, or does that pertain to it?
Hold on a minute. We'll be back, and we're going to take a break back in just a second.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro Plant Powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Micro Plant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Okay, we're back from break here, and Maurice, I'm going to answer your question, and we're going to go to the next caller. The use of explosives has been precluded. It's not even it's not even relevant because there is no empirical evidence. So I would suggest go to wheredidthetowersgo.com, all one word, and look at a couple of videos, and then take a look at the and purchase the book. It's all laid out there, thousands of hours of Dr. Judy Wood with real evidence. So anyway, thanks for calling. We're going to go to the next caller, Art in MD. Is Maryland, I guess. Are you there, Art?
Yes, I'm here, Ralph.
Great. You got a question or a comment for Dr. Judy Wood?
Well, I don't have access to internet right now, so I can't go to the website. But I'm just asking a question. I mean, is she saying that we're not thermite used in bringing those towers down? Some other force was used?
Dr. Judy Wood, you want to address that?
I started out looking at the evidence and to see what the evidence spoke of, what the evidence was telling. I wasn't trying to, you know, pipe in the tail of the donkey and fit to a limited choice of options. And what I determined was that some horrendous new technology was used for evil purposes that day. And we could use that technology for good purposes as long as people are aware of it. And looking at what it does is very important. Rather than giving a name to it, thermite is a welding material. The buildings didn't melt. End of story. The buildings didn't fall. They weren't cut and fell to the ground because there's no seismic impact of that much material hitting the ground. Just, you know, a few bottom stories. If you decapitated the North Tower, all but the bottom 16 stories, and just disappeared the top, you know, floors above that, and just dropped a 16-story building, you know, that footprint size, that's the impact that it made. Well, what about this humongously tall building? Where did it go?
Well, we've seen pictures of some of the 47 steel columns that look like they were actually cut with a torch.
If you've seen the cover of my book, which shows the building turning into dust like a bubbler or drinking fountain, where do you cut a steel beam to cause the building to do that?
Well, I've seen those pictures you're describing, and I've always thought they looked... There was something there besides thermite going on, because that almost... The pictures almost look like you put Alka-Seltzer in water or something. It was just bubbling over.
Exactly.
But you know, at the same time, I've seen pictures of... The beams that were cut...
You can't cut a beam and cause that kind of destruction. And you can't cut a beam in an instant, even if you took us out a saw to cut it, or, you know, melting it, because you have a problem with, you know, the temperature getting through 4 inches of steel. I don't even know if you can use thermite to cut something that big. You know, it takes a long time to melt through it. Melting the building in 8 seconds doesn't compute. Now, angle-cut columns, if it's the typical pictures we've seen around the web, those were taken during the cleanup.
Right.
And they had,
not during destruction.
Those are oxytorch cuts, and I have a picture of an oxytorch being used to cut columns, with the hose being draped over the remnants of the other beams left. So you know that it's not even hot, because... That'd be a big hazard to have oxytorch hoses laying right on top of, you know, hot beams.
Right. Well, I'll have to look at your website and see some of the pictures you have.
Yeah, I would also inject to thermite, and all this other stuff might blow up. So does flour, so does dust. It is not an explosive, though. It can explode, but it's not an explosive.
Just like an egg in your microwave oven can explode.
Right.
But it's not an explosive. It will explode.
Now, you should find, traces of powderized aluminum and iron in the dust, because what were the buildings made out of? They were steel buildings with aluminum cladding, and the buildings were turned to powder. So you will have in the dust aluminum powder and steel powder, you know, iron and a few other, you know, add-ons. But if the entire building was turned into powder... that's what you would expect. Along with the chocolate chip cookies that were on the 90th floor. You know, everything was turned to dust.
What seems so ridiculous to me is, you know, the thermite, thermate, and all these other nonsense ideas out there. Okay, let's just say there's something in the dust. How do you explain all of the other empirical evidence? Shh, we don't talk about that. We don't ever mention it. We take one little sliver of something, and somehow we hypothetically blow this up into everything else, and we don't talk about anything else except claiming we want a new investigation.
And to be so well controlled that it doesn't even spill across the street. That's something I just still can't get over. Is Building 7, you see this 47-story tall building, and there's three lanes of traffic, then there's the post office. By 6 p.m. on 9/11, you still see the sidewalk over there, and the Building 7 is, you know, in this heap, whatever's left of it, but it doesn't go across all lanes of traffic up to the building. You can still walk down the sidewalk. That is bizarre.
Art, if you want to really get to go to find a computer somehow, and wheredidthetowersgo.com and purchase the book, and you're not going to believe it. You will not believe the empirical evidence in Dr. Judy Wood's book.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ralph.
Okay, thank Jim you. In Texas, you got a question or comment for Dr. Judy Wood.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, Jim. Yes, go.
Hi, Ralph. Yeah, hi, Dr. Wood.
Hey,
I was wondering if you've seen any of the investigation that Phil Jahan and Larry McWilliams have done. in which they uncovered all
this
kinds
was
of
said that the Israelis, snuck the toilets out the day before.
Oh God, the busy Israelis!
No, this has nothing to do with the Israelis. It has to do with the towers themselves and the supposed victims, many of which they found didn't exist. They had addresses that were vacant lots. Of course, their contention is the reason there were no phones, no file cabinets, no desks, was because they were never there to begin with. That the towers were a sham.
That it was all a thing from my imagination. No, I've been there before when the towers were standing, and I know that they existed.
Well, yeah,
I've been there afterwards, and they are no longer there, so they went away. Something caused them to go away.
They existed, but much of the towers were hollow inside. They show a backlit section of the tower with the sun in back, and there's a large section where you can see right through it. In other words, there were no floors. It's amazing. You have to look at the website. It's called letsrollforums.com.
Check it out. I look at empirical evidence, not speculation.
It's not speculation when you can see through the building with the sun in back of it.
I also, when I determine what is at the site, I use multiple photographs that I can verify from multiple directions. I've seen the photo you're talking about. There's talk that it was a photo taken while they're building the towers. Also, it's it hasn't been verified if it's even legitimate, but that's one photo.
Yeah, also, they bring up the question of why the towers were built in the first place, because there was no crying need for office space.
I don't get into speculation on who thought about what to do, whatever. I just look at physical evidence, empirical evidence.
And then, too, some of the...
Does it matter about motives of this person, that person, what somebody thought of this, that, and other?
Yeah, what this whole thing is about is the towers existed. I find it extremely difficult to believe that nobody knew that there was nothing.
Of course they existed, but not as we think they did.
Well, there's no real evidence. A photo or two is not going to... we got all these people that...
It was 110 stories tall, and we see pictures, just stand on the ground from the outside, lots of pictures showing a 110-story building. That 110-story building, whatever was inside of it, went away.
Of course it did, because it was mostly hollow inside.
Well, how did the steel and the concrete that was supporting all this, vacant building?
There was enough there to hold the buildings up.
No.
And another thing, did we ever see any video of people streaming out of the towers on 9/11? No, there aren't any such videos. Because there weren't 3,000 people inside.
I saw videos of people. This one I would love to meet because I saw him, and what he experienced. He was in several different photos, and he experienced much stuff. I would love to talk with him. He was wearing a pink shirt. I don't know his name. I refer to him as Pink Shirt Guy. But
he witnessed
so much. There's various films of people leaving the buildings, going up escalators from the basement. They took the elevators down to the basement.
Mm-hmm. And, well, yeah, basement and maybe at the restaurant,
I look at the physical evidence of physically what happened.
And that's what they're doing.
Well, I would tend to disagree, and I want to get on. We got another caller here. We got some more information, but thanks for getting your point out, Jim. John in Florida, you're up next.
How you doing? Hello, yeah, how you doing? Great. I was just, I talked to somebody one time, and they said they did a calculation of it and said you'd have to take, because the 10 stories where that first plane hit the 10 stories, and even if that fell onto 100 stories, it destroyed it into dust in less than 10 seconds. I mean, that itself was impossible. And he was saying that it would have to be 20 miles up, flying down and hitting that building 10 stories at 200 miles per hour to destroy a 100-story building. I mean, that was a force that it would take. And I agree that it could be like scalar weapons like Dr. Judy Woods is talking about. But
Excuse me, I don't specify scalar weapons. I don't know what scalar weapons are. I just know what we're told they are. There's a lot of terms like that. I do not, say what it is, because as soon as you do, you put a veil of mystery over it, because people start throwing out trendy terms for things. I instead look at categorizing the physical phenomenon of what really took place, because only then do you understand what really happened.
Whatever kind of weapon it was, or whatever they were using, what got me was they had the gall to just think that they could get away with it. And so, therefore, I just wonder how many people are in control of this weapon, like Cheney or whatever. Is it a group of 50, 25, that have a weapon that is just so powerful that, you know, nobody could stand in their way? Whatever they want to do, whatever they want to accomplish, they can accomplish that with this weapon. It was like... I remember I did some work in this electronic lab, and we were decommissioning it, and they had sledgehammers. And the people that were working on these electronic modules, if an alarm ever went off, they were to take these sledgehammers and just bust up what they were working on. That's how top secret it was. They didn't want anybody to know what they were building. And then the people that build it don't control it, and that's given to another group of people. So I don't know if you ever thought about how you know, what... who's controlling all this,
I only discussed physical evidence and what physically took place that day.
Right. Well, somebody needs to stop them or look into it. Somebody needs to be held accountable, that's for sure. But it was a great book. I can't wait to read it. I'm on your website now. So
fantastic.
Thank you.
Check the media page also for the video of George Stephanopoulos with Peter Jennings saying the buildings evaporated.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, there's video of steel beams being dustified right in front of your eyes. They're turning to dust.
It's just insane. It's insane that people can't even realize this. That's what's so incredible about it, that most people can't even fathom this, because it's just too off the charts, too off the wall. It's very lucky you can even talk to somebody that can even identify with what actually happened that day. It's incredible.
Well, what Dr. Judy Wood has done is take the empirical evidence, and then when she got been working all this evidence, just to go find a phenomena that could explain this, Tesla's technology. That's real.
I saw it witnessed in front of me. That's why John Hutchison reproducing Tesla's work and T. Townsend Brown's work, because you can witness it in person. And I have a lot of photographs in the book of samples that he has destroyed with his gizmo, whatever you want to call the gizmo. And I don't give it a name, but he doesn't use it as a weapon. But yeah, it just wheredidthetowersgo.com, and that book will show you undeniable evidence that there's no, it's very straightforward.
And it's out there. And what's astounding, it is the only comprehensive examination of the empirical evidence of 911 to date. The only one. Inside of government or out. I just find that shocking. One person in all of America. And Dr. Judy Wood's it. And if she hadn't came forward, where would we be? We'd still be hearing this nonsense put out by A&E 911 and the Truthers and Stephen Jones and God Almighty, all these other folks that have muddled this up so much. No wonder people don't want to hear about it or just throw up their hands.
Well, what has happened a lot is that there's been myths and incorrect information describing my work, and people assume that that's true and assume that's what the work is, when it is not at all. I am looking just at the evidence, at the empirical evidence, and what it tells us.
Which is just absolutely astounding.
My detractors often, like to say, oh, she talks about ray beams from space and space beams. No, those are not terms that I use. Those are terms that my detractors use.
Right, and you've got, after in there, the magnetometer in Alaska, I happened to be up here, and they recorded the magnetic interference when 911 happened in the towers. Clear in New York, which is, I don't know, what, 4,000 miles away or a darn long ways away.
Yeah, long distance. And it's interesting that the Earth's magnetic field shifted precisely when the North Tower got its hole and precisely when the South Tower got its hole and precisely when both towers went poof.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute for Dr. Judy Wood's closing. We'll be back here right after the break.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Well, we're back from break with Dr. Judy Wood, and she's got a brand new book out, the only one out there, Comprehensive Investigation of 911, WhereDidTheTowersGo.com. And all these people that have been wanting a new investigation, you got the only one in town, and it's out there. Tell me it's not so. Go buy the book and read it. Might learn something. What a novel idea. Dr. Judy Wood, you got any closing comments here? We've got about 3 minutes.
Is be careful not to get distracted from the evidence and look at the evidence, not what, you know, how what you're told somebody said that somebody did and somebody might have been responsible and whatnot. If you focus on the evidence, and especially the image on the cover of the book, which I call the bubbler. It looks like a drinking fountain of just the building turning to dust in midair. Looking at that and imagining what could have caused that. You have steel chunks flying through the air, and they dissolve like ice cream and become just powder before they get anywhere. Steel turning to dust in midair without hitting anything. And just thinking about that, then if you go through the book, that's Where Did the Towers Go? At wheredidthetowersgo.com, I walk you through each set of evidence until you really understand what it's like. You're standing there and look over here, look over there, what do you see? And adding all this up, and then towards the end, I get into how that phenomenon is created in other environments. And you will understand.
I think astounding, too, in this is you have a color bookmark, so on two-sided color, so you can take it out and follow different things in your book.
The bookmark is a map, a street map on one side, and then a picture map on the other side. The picture map is like what's on the back cover of the book, showing all the buildings around the WTC complex are still standing. And there's just nothing there to speak of, you know, what's left. This picture was taken shortly after 9/11. So you can see the streets and what they look like, and then you can also look at the street map. So throughout the book where different places are referred to, you can see it on the map.
I don't know. It's just absolutely astounding. I really get PO'd. I watched this Richard Gage thing. I took the time to watch his nonsense. Building 7 is a typical thing of a controlled demolition. Well, then how come the Twin Towers didn't look like that? Duh.
Typical controlled demolition. I don't know how it could be typical when there's like no seismic signature associated with it. No significant seismic signature.
No, it's quietly going down, and all afternoon they don't tell you about all the stuff that's coming out the other side of it that looks like a vacuum cleaner is sucking material out of the building. It's dissolving right in front of your eyes. They don't mention all that.
Right. All afternoon, Building 7, you saw these fumes coming out. I won't call it smoke because that's assuming the cause. These fumes coming out the side of the building, it looks like building material. It's been dustified all afternoon. But you see, like on the north face, there's open windows. So if there's a traffic jam for that, if it was smoke from fires, if it was a traffic jam for that smoke to get out the windows, wouldn't it go out the least resistance direction? There's a bottleneck getting out the side, so why doesn't it go out the other side? Instead, it goes out only one face.
Yeah, but it's going out straight out from it, too.
Right, and it's like it couldn't be pushed out. It had to be pulled out. Weird phenomenon.
And then, of course, we're not going to talk about the Bankers Trust building that supposedly had a little minor damage, and they tried to repair it, and now they couldn't repair it, so when they got it done, now they're, I guess, working on tearing it down. Is that what's going on with right across the street?
Yeah, they repaired it, and as soon as they finished repairing it, they started taking it apart.
Unbelievable, isn't it? Well, I really want to thank you for all your work. I have great admiration. Go to wheredidthetowersgo.com. And purchase the book and learn. And as always, close. Thank you for being on, Dr. Judy Wood. And watch out for the federales. They're everywhere. We will see you next Sunday. Stay safe.
Thanks.
The next